been some of the key areas of focus this week coming back from a loss?
I think the biggest thing is just to get back to the fundamentals, you know what I mean? Obviously, we know the areas that we struggle in, and this week we've just been able to just really focus on those things, the red zone and things of that sort, short yardage and all those things, just like every week. And so, there's no need to panic and change anything or anything of that sort. Just keep doing what we're doing and trust the process, and it'll all work out. So, yeah.
So nothing's changed as far as increased red zone practice snaps? Like, it's still kind of
it's always been the same. I think the only thing that's probably changed is obviously we're being more intentful with our reps and things of that sort, right? And so I feel like that's the one thing that's going to make the biggest difference this weekend, is just being more purposeful with the way we're going about our reps. And I mean, I wouldn't say we're doing an increase of, you know, red zone reps or things of that sort, but we're doing exactly what we've always been done. We know it works. It's just a matter of just making sure we're being more intentful. And so, yeah.
How excited are you guys for the opportunity to have a game with so much on the line this late in the season?
Oh, we're definitely looking forward to the challenge. I think, like the coaches, Kalani and them, talked to us in the beginning of the week. I mean, everything's still in front of us for us to accomplish. You know what I mean? It's not like with the loss, we need to hang our heads or anything of that sort. And so the fact that we still have everything in front of us, I think that's motivating, and knowing that this is that game that puts everything on the line. I think everybody's looking forward to that challenge. And so, yeah.
Hinkley, when you're going to the boundary versus the field, the sideline acts as that extra defender. Mm-hmm. What's the challenge as a running back when the play is going that direction? And you know that could come into play versus the field side, where maybe there's, you know, you don't have the sideline.
Yeah, I definitely see that. Obviously, yeah, you know, with going to the shorter size can be difficult. But at the end of the day, like, we as the players got to execute our plays. You know what I mean? That which means either we making the blocks that we need to make, you know, me making the right reads. At the end of the day, that's what it falls down to. So I think once we clean those things up, we'll be just fine. No matter what play we call, we should be able to execute it, you know what I mean? And so I think that's the name of the game this week, is execution. You know what I mean? We have a great game plan. It's just a matter of executing it. So
seems like the running game is picking up speed. I know it didn't work out to get in the end zone, which is something we talked about already. Mm-hmm. But how does that feel, getting that momentum, the running game just, you know, seeming to pick up some
Oh, it means – yeah, I mean, we emphasize that a lot, you know what I mean, making sure that we're able to run the ball really well. I mean, you run the ball really well and great defense, I mean, that's a recipe to win games, right? And so that's one thing that we've been able to just focus on day in and day out. And so I feel like it's been showing, you know, and so
– How ready are you guys for another hostile road environment? That Utah game, Coach talked about how that noise maybe impact you guys. How ready are you for this environment?
Definitely. I don't think it's going to be probably as loud as Utah. Utah was definitely, you know, one crazy experience to be a part of. And so that definitely prepared us for any hostile environment. And so it's something that I think it's good, because we've already seen it already. So, you know, we prepare for it. We know what we need to do to make sure that we are able to execute under those circumstances. And so I think we've done a really good job of, you know, doing so throughout the week, practicing those situations and just executing. So, yeah.
This team's talked a lot about how close they've been. Is that shining through this week? We're on the heels of a loss, and, yeah, and that closeness can help you guys kind of get out of this little run, I guess you could say.
Most definitely. And I think that's the biggest thing. I've been on the team for the last 4 years, right? And I've said this before. This is literally by far the closest team I've ever been a part of. And this beginning of this week was just another testament to that. You know what I mean? Obviously, everyone is, you know, nobody likes losing. We hated the way the result that happened that last weekend. But we knew the type of team that we had, and we knew that we had each other's back. And it was amazing that we had, you know, we came in with that first team meeting on Monday, and everyone knew what we needed to get done this week in order for us to earn the right to play well on this Saturday. And I think that's been everybody's focus every single practice, every single day. So, yeah.
Who were some of the players that spoke in that on Monday?
We had Gary that actually stepped up and talked to the whole team. It was just him, you know what I mean? And to have a guy like him on our team with his leadership and his experiences, he got up and he told us straight up, you know, he's been part of a lot of good teams that's won the Big 12 championship, you know what I mean? And he spoke about his experiences and things of that sort, and he just told us how special the team that we got, and you know, everybody already knows that. And so the fact to have a guy like that, you know what I mean, who we know that can play in this kind of situation, and obviously maybe not be in the role that he'd hoped to be, but is able to continue to pour his heart out day in and day out, every practice, to help the team win in every way he can, it's you know, it's inspiring to the rest of the team. And so be able to have him speak to the rest of the team definitely got everybody fired up for this week.
about this ASU defense kind of first thing that jumps off the page?
What was that?
What's the first thing that jumps out about this ASU defense?
They got good athletes. You know what I mean? I think we match up with them pretty well. You know what I mean? They got good athletes all across the board, that sort. And so they play hard. They run hard. You know what I mean? And I think. But I don't think it's anything that we haven't seen this year. You know what I mean? I think at the end of the day, like I said, it comes down to us executing our plays and doing what we can. You know what I mean? So.